B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 12 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, where Beasley Media Group station. And that's the thing, like, we all relate. We're on Celebrity Passes, and I guess the last one that I actually was legitimately bummed out was when Anthony Bourdain died. Or committed suicide. And I'm thinking, well, you know, he's a dark, troubled man, right? That you know, had these demons, and he, you know, was shamed, right? I just missed him from a fan. I was a fan of his. I loved the travel thing, and I loved the show, and you feel like you know somebody when you watch, right? You watch a TV show, or you watch a game. Like, you invite these people into your home, so you feel like you know these people. And so when he passed away, you know, I was bummed out. But this is even more because of the connection. And, you know, again, I was no great friend, right? Like, I just, you know, met him a few times and, you know, I interviewed him and hung out with him. And I knew him a little bit, very, very little. And that was it. But it's more from as an admirer. As we all sit here as a community and talk about someone that we lost and somebody that we admired as a great, great ball player. And, you know, and you saw, you like, I look at the way he looked at his kids, man. And, you know,
well, it's like,
I totally relate to
it. I go back to when Doc Holliday passed away. I was actually on air with Mike when the first couple of reports came out. And obviously, you don't want to run with it until it's official. And, I mean, that was a tough day. And then, same thing. I mean, he had two young sons. One's playing college ball now. And it's like damn, like, why?
Yeah.
You don't have words for
it. Yeah, it was horrible,
Why?
Yeah, I was talking to, and all the stuff that happened with him. And I remember talking to Charlie Manuel about it because he became close to Holliday. And he befriended his kids and, you know, son and all. And, you know, it's just what it does is it brings us all face to face with mortality and the fragileness of life and the swiftness of life in an instant. Hawk, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good morning. Good afternoon, Hawk.
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, man. I was broken up yesterday when I heard the news.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have a personal connection. I had personal connections with Kobe. Like, his senior year was my senior year in high school. And, you know, playing over, I don't like the name drop, but playing over at Frankfurt, like, anybody who knew Kobe, like, from Philadelphia area knew that he was a Philadelphia kid. Like, he was enriched in the prestige of Philadelphia Public League basketball.
Yeah.
Though he played at Lower Marion.
Uh-huh.
And anybody close to him, we don't pronounce the E in his name. We just call him Kobe. You know, so you can always tell, like, the people who don't, like, it wasn't in his, like, his peer group. But a funny story, like I said, I don't like the name drop. The funny Kobe story that I have with him personally was playing at Frankfurt. We were, like, ranked fifth in the country. And our head coach, best friends with Wilt Chamberlain, so he used to always, Vince Miller, he used to always take us to St. Joe's to practice. Because we were playing bigger venues. And so one day, you know, you would hear about the rivalry with Donnie Carr and Kobe Bryant, and then with Kobe, and you would hear, like, Ya Davis came and played with us. And Vince Miller once said that if Kobe Bryant is A1, then Ya Davis is A, like 1B.
Right.
And that started like a rivalry. So, you know, Ya made it a point in practice, like, you know, I bust his ass. Like, you know, I do this, that,
right,
and other.
Right, right.
So anyway, so one day, you know, we're at St. Joe's and, you know, Kobe walks in. So Kobe, like, you know, and I come in the locker room. I see Ya. I'm like, hey, Ya, like, Kobe outside. And, like, I'm looking and Ya jump up and Ya, I'm going to bust his ass. I'm going to go outside. So now I want to see. So now everybody comes out. Everybody's shaking his hand and everything. So then, like, Y'all tried to, like, slide out the side without speaking to Kobe. So Kobe look, and he's like, what's up, y'all? And so he, you know, acts like he doesn't see because he has a headset. I said, what's up, y'all? So in the middle of everybody shaking his hand, he he like steps over and puts his hand in front of him and looks him in his face and said, I said, what's up, y'all? And y'all said, oh, hey, what's up, man? Like, you know, and like, you know, hey, what's going on? But then right. he gave him that look like, oh, all right. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
But if you knew who he was, if you knew who Cole was, it would make sense. It wasn't nothing pretentious about him. He was a machine. And if we all had a bit of that chip on his shoulder, I don't know who put it there,
right.
but the dude had a chip on his shoulder. And even though we all knew that he was blessed in the situation, he outworked all of us. And if we had an ounce of that, anybody who says anything about him, if you even had an ounce of what that dude had to drive, you'd be successful and you'd be the best yeah. person that you are at anything that you do. And that's why
well
really,
said. Yeah, that's yeah, where it's well said, man. That's great stuff, Hawk. Thank you. I know. You're right. The drive, like that drive for him to be great. I keep going back to that moment. 21 years. You imagine being 21 years old, 2 months, and everybody's exasperated with you. Two coaches come in. Del Harris think Kurt Rambis get fired. Phil Jackson comes in to write the whole ship, right? You're beefing with Shaq. The whole team, there's this pressure. And you're 21 years old. And that brand, right, that Lakers thing, it's a big deal. Like, you gotta have stones to get through that. Let's go to Jerome. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, Jerome?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you feeling, man?
I can't say the word on the radio, but
yeah, I hear you.
You already know, man.
Yep.
I still can't take this, man. It's too much right now, cuz. I just want to call in. Just, you know, I don't know how many Laker fans you got calling into the station, but you know I'm one, so.
I know, man. I know how much you love them. I know. We should talk. Like we should talk about them. When I was at the other station, I used to love them, and we were just talking about last week, man.
Yeah, man. I can't, man.
I know.
Trying to digest this is like it's worse than when Magic.
Right.
It's worse.
Right.
It's way worse because at least you can still see Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean, this is it. The last images we got is what we got, man.
Yeah.
And it's devastating. I heard one of your callers, Hassan, call up, and what he was just saying. Man, I was at Villanova. I played against Kobe and with Jason Lawson and all them dudes, man. Mm. It's like he had the same killer mentality at 16, 17 years old, man. It was like bumping heads with him. You know, we both alpha dogs, and he ain't giving up at 16, 17 years old. I already knew something was special about the boy, man. And if nobody can take that away from him, nobody could try and take it away from him. And just the memories that I got watching him for the last 20 years, 21 years, man, it's like, hey, there's never be another one, man.
Nah.
Never gonna be another one.
And you know, and he was ours, right? Like, you know, like he was, you know, born of this soil. Like, he was our, he was Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't be trying to get the funerals the way I've been going through stuff the last 12 months, but I'm trying to go to something. See, if it's out there, it's here, I don't know where it's going to be, but I got to be there, man.
Yeah.
That's my life right there.
But I hear you, bro. Sad, man. It's just, yeah.
I mean.
I feel you, brother. I feel you.
All right, guys. You have a good day.
Listen, hang in there, all right?
Sometime this week, man.
Yeah, hang in there, brother. Really, hang in there. All right, buddy. Sad, man. It's just, it is. It hits home and it's hard. And it's, again, a reminder of mortality. It's a reminder of the fleeting nature of life. And, man, I keep going back to that little girl. Mm.
And I want to give you your props. You wrote just a beautiful piece for Philly Mag earlier today, and I got the chance to read it before the show. It actually, they just tweeted it out. From Philly Mag, I retweeted it from the station's account. I just want to, you know, it was awesome. So if people have a few minutes, I would check it out because what you wrote was just beautiful. Seriously,
thanks, bro.
You're welcome.
It was cathartic, but it's, you know, again, it's, you know, it's one of us, right?
And you captured him in Philadelphia in the piece. So I suggest people to read it. Really.
All right, we're gonna take a quick TO. We'll come back in just a moment. It's a tough day, man. It really is. You're a you're a Philadelphia person in Delaware Valley. You know, we are tight-knit. People leave home and they go and achieve elsewhere, but they always carry a bit of it. Man, they always carry the Philadelphia thing with them. And he did. Man, he did. I keep going back to that picture of him looking at his daughter and wearing the Eagles cap, the Knick cap. And, you know, and he was, he had that smile. You think, you know, shame. Really is a shame. All right, listen, sometimes life happens and you need a lawyer, right? You're looking around, you need somebody local, you need somebody that's really good. I'm going to tell you about DeFino Law, all right? I know the guys, we grew up together, they're wonderful, wonderful lawyers. Here's the most important thing. They're a local firm that was born and raised in Philadelphia. They have a team of highly experienced lawyers who answer your call right away. They brawl for you in court. And DeFino Law, the name DeFino means something in Philadelphia law. It goes back to Judge DeFino for years. Vince and Mike DeFino, they are incredible, great, no-nonsense guys, wonderful lawyers. They hit hard for their clients, and they're right on Broad Street with a loyal local team of heavy-hitting attorneys that tackle the tough issues, get the most for their clients. You call DeFino Law, you're going to be sitting and talking to a real lawyer right away. Not referred through the assembly line to some strange office with a lawyer you never met. For over 60 years, they've been fighting for working people all over Philadelphia. Whether you had a personal injury at work, an auto accident, a slip and fall, have a loved one who was the victim of a wrongful death, an estate or criminal matter, get to know DeFino Law. The number is 215-551-9099. 215-551-9099. Let a real Philadelphia law firm fight for you. DeFinoLawyers.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Woo! Woo! 12:21. Don't forget, Mike Mizz coming up at 2 o'clock. And Mike's going to have a lot of special guests. I believe Charles Barkley will be on with Mike. So I'll be talking to Charles about Kobe and... It's like full circle, right? Like all these people that we, from the sport and from the area, the region, it's all, and it's so weird. The uncanny thing, right, is Saturday night, LeBron passes Kobe. And he does it in Philadelphia. He does it of all places. He does it in Philadelphia.
And then Kobe tweeted about it.
I know. And, you know, it's just sad. It's crazy, you know, how it all works out. It's just sad. But it's so strange, the circumstances. That, you know, he was on the frontal lobe of everyone's brain, right? Nick in Lawrenceville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nicky, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm hanging in there. Especially, you know, me, this hits close to home. You know, me being a Laker fan, a diehard Laker fan, and a Kobe fan as well. You know, because this is the guy that I idolized growing up, and he's the guy like that I wanted to, you know, play basketball. And I looked up to Kobe. And I looked up to, you know, guys like you know, Roy Holiday. And this is like the third time that I'm going through it where I lost a you know, idol that I looked up to. Because, you know, I'm a Charger fan, and I looked up to Junior Seau and Tony Gwynn. And, you know, both of those guys are no longer with us, and those deaths affected me too. You know, being that I was a fan of Kobe, a fan of Junior Seau,
I know. That's the thing about, you know, like in sports and celebrity and Nick and thank you. That's the, we see these people, we see these athletes or actors, actresses, we see them, you know, come into our lives and, you know, we connect with them and they become our favorites and our, you know, we have a fondness and we admire them. And so it a day like today, we, especially here because of the fact that Kobe's from Philadelphia, that we share together, we mourn together. Changa, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Cuz, how are you?
Hey, Changa, how are you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm okay. Listen, man, I got two stories that'll really tell you the amazing connection that he has to this era to me.
Yeah.
Back in 1992, remember when Rasheed Wallace was the top high school player in the nation?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so every Friday,
we wanted him to go to Temple.
Oh, man, did we? So, some older guys that I knew since I was a kid, they used to take me and some other kids out to Ardmore every single Friday. And we used to play ball. They would bring out a group of guys and we would run everybody locally off. And we would, you know, play till the lights went out. So this one day we're out there, and for perspective, the guy that I was with three guys that were all like 6'6". And me and my buddy, we're like 6'1". We're playing guard. So this kid comes out this one day, and he's like 6'3", and he's with all guys that are all like around 6 feet tall, but he's bringing the ball, of course. So we spanked him. We beat them off the court. So turns out this is Kobe. Now, at 14, I found out later he was 14. He was the most – he did stuff that to this day I still never seen anybody do in a basketball court.
14 years old. Oh, man.
Yo, he did this move, Anthony, where he was coming up court. He tried to cross a guy over right to left. The guy cut him off. He spit the other direction, took one step, and ducked at 14.
Oh, man.
So
oh,
then,
man.
So we're out here.
It's amazing when you see elite talent, right? Like, Jagger, like, you saw the early stages of this elite talent.
And Anthony, check this out. So we beat them. So next thing I know, I see Rasheed Wallace. And this week he had just declared for UNC. That's why I'm saying about the perspective.
Right.
So I know now it was 93.
Right.
92, I mean. So he shows up. He's got Jason Lawson with him, Alvin Williams, Jonathan Haynes, who was the starting point guard at the time.
I remember.
Over.
Yeah.
And they beat us off the court. They spanked us. But, and like later on, we know we all play a couple more times. But
sure.
At the end of the night, Rasheed is saying, "Hey, this is little JB, everybody. This is little JB. What's up, little JB?" And everybody's like, "Little JB."
Right.
Jelly Bean's son.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Wow. You know, back then, Kobe was JB's son.
Sure. Yeah, man.
So then, right, so fast forward, a couple years later, he's a senior. He's now the top player. Same basketball court. He shows up. He's with his cousin, Chubby Cox's son. And so Chubby Cox and him, they, you know, they're just them two. And there's a bunch of guys out there playing.
Uh-huh.
And I played with this guy that's like about 6'6", 6'7". This guy named Sean Lucas. He was, you know, he was very athletic, but nobody famous.
Right.
So Kobe goes baseline, coming from like the right. And he tries to dunk on my friend Sean, and Sean blocks the dunk early in the night. So now, at this point, Kobe's already, you know, he's the top player in the nation. And it's like a crowd of like 200 people all around the basketball court. So everybody loses their mind when he gets his dunk block. So Kobe's quiet. He just keeps playing. Later on in the night, he comes baseline and looks exactly like the same play is happening. The same guy jumps up in the air.
Uh-huh.
The same thing's going to happen. He switches hands in the air, puts his shoulder on the guy's chest, and he dunks with his left hand. And
wow.
This is game point and Anthony. The lights go out immediately when the ball
goes. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
That's the truth.
Oh, that's legend, Jagger. Wow.
To his cousin.
That's legend, man. That's incredible. Oh, what a story. Switching hands in the air, jamming it. Wow, the winning. That's amazing. Point game. Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible. Jagger, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you sharing that stuff, man. That's good stuff. Wow. How about that? Going up. Throwing it down. Jay in West Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Jay.
Yo, what's going on, cuz?
How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, you know. Just, the thing is funny, the kid just said, and like I call Kobe a kid because he's a little younger than me.
Yeah.
But, you know, just in passing, you know, everybody saying he wasn't from Philly, love married and all that, but I've seen the kid over West Philly a number of times.
Yeah, no, that was always nonsense.
Exactly.
And we used to talk about that back in the day when we used to have the Kobe AI. So we remember we talked about Kobe on the other station constantly. And that was all nonsense.
We crossed gyms and all that stuff. Like sometimes I was playing and he was just coming through with one of his friends, you know.
Yeah.
Because they ain't play that time, but I seen the kid on the sideline. Shoot 3-pointers left-handed. Fluidly. I'm like, yo, this kid, man. But, you know, it's like they say back in the day, man, you look on the basketball cards, what it say? Birthplace, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
like
right.
You said, when we won that bowl, he was right there with us. He was everybody. Everybody was in their living room like, yo, no, it ain't going.
He was right there. When that Hail Mary came down and hit the ground, Kobe was right there with us.
Yeah, he was Philadelphia all day. But like you said, when he said he was going to cut our hearts out, if he was in any other uniform, it might not have been as much, you know, sure about that. But him being in that Lakers uniform at that time. But that was us. If that's any of us, that's why we loved AI, because AI would do the same.
Exactly. That's exactly it. That's why, you know, that's what a Philadelphian would do.
Exactly.
Right?
Because look, we done adopted AI. Like, you would think AI was from South Philly.
Exactly.
You know?
No, I know.
But there's Bean, man. And like you said, you think about our history, man. Two of the top five, I consider them top five, top ten.
Yeah.
Players born in Philadelphia here, top two scoring totals of an NBA history from Philadelphia guys?
Exactly.
It's crazy.
That's why it is crazy. That's why we think about the game itself, man. We have such roots to this game.
And just like you. Like, you had to go out of town, you know, but you came back. You kept your Philly stuff all the time, man. And it's crazy. But like you said, the older you get, he was coming back to Philly. You know, doing a little bit more.
Yeah. Listen, it doesn't matter. We have, you know, people that are from here that leave and create, you know, like he created a legacy, right? An enormous legacy.
Yeah.
The power of what this is, this Philadelphia thing, this Delaware Valley thing, because we're all part of it. It stays with us. There's a reason why, you know, all those people travel, whether it's Sixers or the Eagles or anybody, people flock to it. It's just a thing, man. Yes.
And that's why everybody was like that, because they know that was us doing that to us. They was like, come on, man.
Right.
We know you're going to do it to us, but just don't tell us.
Right.
Don't tell me about face. You're going to cut my heart. I know you're going to do it. but that's just him. And, you know, just for that factor, man, it's like, you see what he was doing with the kids, man. His footwork, his technique, everything, man. Like, you see Jason Tatum, and like, he was working with everybody, man.
I know.
And that's why I was getting on your son last year, your adopted son last year. So Kobe told him,
"Yes,
hey, yo, you got to work." Oh, I'm good right now, you know. But
I know. I hear you. He played well Saturday night, though, didn't he?
Oh yeah. He did good. Yeah. Man. He did good. That's what I do. I just need them to do that all the time, man. But, you know.
I know.
Maybe they could work that out.
I hear you, brother.
Work that out, but, yeah.
I know, brother.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And it's something that, you know, well, listen, that's why we got to talk about it today. That's why we got to remember him and talk about our own, you know?
Exactly. Because he was doing that. He was doing that by wearing everything he did.
Yep. That's right on, Jay.
He did that.
Thanks, brother.
All right.
All right, brother. Hang in there, man. Let's go to Bilal. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Bilal?
What's up, cuz?
How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man.
Yeah.
You know. I called, and then I hung up, but I called back because it's kind of hard, man. You know, I think, I don't know, man, I think as, because, you know, you're a writer, I'm a writer, and I think as a writer, a creator, your emotions get a little higher. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And, you know, I'm gonna just say this, right? Like, with Kobe, I'm a Mike AI Kobe, but I didn't like Kobe because he didn't play for us and he destroyed us. But once he stopped playing, he became to be Kobe. Like,
Kobe from Philly.
Yeah.
And that's just us as Philadelphians. That's our mentality. That's how we are. Like, if you don't play with us, we ain't going to give you that love. But if you come forward with us, we going to love you, man. Like, that's just us, man. That's just how. So everybody who said, oh, we ain't like Kobe, a lot of people that's calling about Kobe right now with these feelings of losing such an iconic player is some of those same people that said they didn't like him because he pulled our heart out. You know what I mean? He did what he did. And I'm going to say this, man. This is deep to me because I took my son to the game, right? And Farzetti asked us some questions. Uh-huh. He said, well, what you think about Franklin? He was like, oh, who that? He ain't know who the mascot was.
Right.
But I was getting myself prepared to take him out to dinner yesterday because it was his birthday. And he came in the room yelling, like, you know, Dad, Kobe Bryant died. I'm like, what? So you don't know who Franklin, the mascot of the Sixers, is, but you know Kobe Bryant. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's deep, man. Like,
it is.
And he was hurt, man. Like, and then I hear his friends. And, you know, he's 13, and I hear his friends all, because they grew up on Kobe.
Yeah.
They all, he on the place. They
exactly, they the game, the video,
you know what I mean? And it was a hard day yesterday, man. It was really hard, man, you know. And I took him out, and, you know, I said, you know what, I'm going to leave you with your mom and, you know, your friends, and I'm going to go home and watch the news. And I just watched the news all day yesterday, man.
And I it was weird. Like, I did the same thing. I was watching. I mean, I had to watch, CNN on for hours, and there's Bob Costas comes in, and all these people, and all these stories, and
hey, cuz.
Yeah.
I don't mean to cut you off, but real quick, just the thing that caught me off guard, because when he told me, I clicked on, you know, the NBA TV, and they were showing, like, Magic stuff. Like, I'm like, well, maybe Magic must have died, because they was doing all these highlights with Magic out of nowhere. So I'm like, maybe, I didn't want to believe it, like. It's like I just didn't want to believe it. Because we just got the text. Him cheering, you know, telling LeBron, congratulations. Like, yo, we just got the text. Like,
yes.
Cause, man, yes. It's crazy. Cause
yes.
It's crazy.
Yes, it is. Yes,
but
it
we
is.
We just got to hang in there, man, you know. I mean, Rasul Butler was from around the way, man, and that wasn't so long ago. You know, I used to take Butler on the court of shoes on 19th and Washington Avenue.
Oh, my God.
Go at it. You know what I mean? And then here you go with Cole, man. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
It is crazy. It really is. It really is crazy, man.
It's crazy.
I know. Bro. I know, brother.
All right,
man. You hang in there, Bilal. Take it easy. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you mentioned all the people that did stuff on CNN and spoke, people on ESPN. I mean, we obviously on the station, we've had a lot of people on today. He impacted the game that people just want to talk about him. And I was watching ESPN. I did the CNN at first because I wanted, you know, news. But then I went to the ESPN because they were having a lot of the players. And Jay Williams was on. And Jay Williams just couldn't help himself. But he accidentally cursed on live television. And then I thought it was actually kind of cool what ESPN did. They continued to play that video, and they didn't bleep it out. So, I don't, you know, they're probably getting fines today, but who cares? Like, they just allowed Jay Williams to speak what he felt, his true emotions.
Yes.
And a couple curse words came out, and they didn't bleep it. They're like, you know what? This was beautiful. This was sentiment. So let's play it. Seriously.
You know, this whole thing... It's because it just hits you on so many different levels, right? Like, there is the idea of, you know, losing someone that you don't know,
right?
You don't know intimately, but losing someone that you admire, and then there is the portion of it that you're losing someone. It's closer to us because of we keep talking about it, but the idea of being, you know, that he was from here. But then again, it also brings us back to our own mortality. And that, I think even like you as a young man understand that, you know, he's 41.
And 41's young.
Yeah. Like, we're not promised anything.
No. And, you know, Jerry Colangelo, who we had on earlier, said, listen, I knew Kobe for 24 out of his 41 years. So he's known him for more than half of his life.
Right. When you think about
and you
that.
And you go, wow. 41 is not old.
No. I mean, you think about it. He's got, you know, beautiful girls, four beautiful girls.
Yeah.
You know, he, you know, forget about like what he was doing. I mean, God bless him. He was a driven man and he was creating content, but he was, you know, 41 years old. And then, you know, this stuff happens and you realize the preciousness of life and its fragility.
It was, amazing when you had your last caller on. I just listened to some audio of Kobe did an interview a while ago, and somebody asked him about the helicopters and said, like, why do you travel via helicopter? Because he was doing it when he was still playing.
Yeah,
and,
he was.
And he mentioned it was for his kids because it's one thing to go to practice, but you also have to leave an hour early because of L.A. traffic, and then by the time you get to practice, then you have to wait in traffic an hour back. He did the helicopter thing because it was 15 minutes there, 15 minutes back, and then he was able to spend more time with his family. So he didn't do the helicopter for his own selfish reasons to be like, hey, look, I have a helicopter, I have money. Like, no, he did it for his family.
I know. I remember him talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's just, you know, again, nothing's promised to us, bro.
Right. Yeah.
We don't know our expiration date for a reason, and nothing's promised. We'll come back and talk to you more. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. World Free from the Sixers will join us as well coming up. All right, listen, don't forget, big games come up on Sunday, so we'll take a respite from everything and go watch the big game. It's Kansas City and San Fran, as we know right now. When you check the Parks Casino Sportsbook app, 1.5. KC is 1.5-point favorite. That's right. For all your big game action, you got to go to the 4-for-4 team, right? The hometown team, Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. Check them out. They have an incredible sportsbook. They have all kinds of incredible, amazing. All the stuff. It's a lot of fun. But then, you know, if you can't make it out there to watch the game, because you'd like to watch the game there, check it out on home. You can just download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and you'll get incredible, all the stuff. You download it. In fact, we have a special offer right now. You can get a risk-free bet up to $500 if you use my promo code QB500. That's like quarterback 500, QB500. It's refunded as a free bet and account credit. See website for details. Use my promo code again, QB500. Get your first risk-free bet up to $500. My sportsbook of choice should be yours. Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Got to be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's because right with the tune, this is We Remember Kobe. Man, everybody's hurting today. It's somber Monday. And I know the world of basketball. All those involved feeling it after the tragic loss of Kobe. And all those people on that helicopter, it's just awful. On the line with us from the Sixers, we love him, World B. Free, one of the great basketball people of our area. Hello, World.
Man, how you doing?
Man.
Terrible, man. I tell you, when I listen to everybody, Mr. Angelo and Larry Brown, everybody talking, you know, it just brought back yesterday to me, and not even getting really much sleep because I'm basically a part of the Bryant family, you know, playing with Joe. And,
I know.
And we, knew Kobe when he was an infant. So it's just a terrible, terrible time.
I know how close you and Joe were, you and Jelly Bean were. What do you remember? Give us like your early memories that when you knew Kobe was born and how happy Joe was and go back.
Well, I remember when Kobe, when JB, we were on the Sixers together, me, him, Daryl Dawkins, and I remember when JB was first having the baby with Pam, and the baby was going to be Kobe. And I remember him, we were at McGonagall Hall and just had the baby, and he missed our game that we had down there, and because he had to go to the hospital. And when he came back from the hospital, obviously he had the baby with him, and he jumped out of his Mercedes, and he stood with the baby in one hand and saying, "World, this is him," you know. And aww. I was like, wow. I said, yeah, I said, "Joe, you put the baby way up in the air, you know." And then he let me hold him, and I said, "Well, what's his name?" You know, and he said, "It's Kobe Bean Bryant." I was like, "Kobe Bean?" I said, that's his name?" He said, "Yeah, that's Kobe Bean Bryant." He said, "He's going to be it." And look what happened.
Oh.
He became it, you know.
Oh, my God. You held Kobe as a baby.
Yeah, as a baby.
World.
When we were together, you know, we would talk and laugh. And I always would tell him when Kobe was here. And I was like, "Kobe, you know what, man? I held you as a baby. I had you up in the air." You know? And he looked at me like, "Oh, world." You know what I mean? And I was like, it's just so amazing. And the kid was just so competitive. And the fire that everybody says that he has in him, man, the kid had fire that was just unbelievable. I remember we were in St. Joe's, and he was coming out of high school. And I remember it was Jerry Stackhouse, Brandon Maxwell, all of these guys playing. And Joe Bryant said, "Yeah, let Kobe play. You know, like, Kobe's only in high school, you know."
Yeah.
Kobe got out there and wore Jerry Stackhouse and everybody else out on there.
Wow. He wore Stackhouse out?
And wore him out.
Oh, my God.
He, like, wore him out. I was like, wow, this kid here. And he didn't smile either, you know. He was dead serious about his game. So this is the funniest part. So with that, I said, "All right, Kobe." I took him on the side. We went to the side of the basket in St. Joe's when you had a full court, but you had two other side baskets.
Yeah.
So me and him played one-on-one. Now, I'm retired now, and it's all done for me. But I still wanted to play him. But I seen what he did to Brandon Maxwell and Jerry Stackhouse. I knew I really had no chance, but I wanted to see what he had.
Now, how old was he at this point?
He was 17.
17, right.
Man, he won me out so bad, he made me retire. I retired before that. But he just let me know that it was all over.
What was his game at that age?
His game at that age was like a 30-year-old man.
Jeez.
He can take the hits. When you go down, he can D you. He saw stuff before it even came, you know, as far as when making his moves. You could try to stand there and try to draw a charge, he could go around that. He just knew it, you know. And you could see when a kid knows it.
Yeah.
And he got it. And he got it from the beginning. And you know the most important thing about him, he knew his basketball history.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine, right? Because he was such a smart, he was a really, really intelligent dude. So you can see, man. Like, he knew the game inside and out, but that he was smart that went beyond basketball.
Oh, yeah. He was one of those kind of kids. It was hard to understand him. You know, that's why sometimes people probably didn't like him. But the thing is, you know what I mean? He knew where he was going.
Right.
And he knew exactly what he wanted. And anytime you see a guy that gets it.
Right.
You can see that he's saying that when he saw guys like Michael Jordan and another guy that he looked up to, you know, he basically said to himself in high school, "That's me. And I'm going to even be better than that," you know. And you can see he went for that every time he stepped on the court. The guy never came out there and not gave what he's supposed to give on that basketball court. And I tell you, he's going to be well missed, you know, doing the things that he did. I didn't realize he did all of the things he did as far as, you know, in other countries, even, you know. It's unbelievable, you know, what a life.
Can I ask you a question? Yes. Do you remember him? Yeah, I'm just curious about how his game was. And like, when you saw him growing up, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, you know, like that, as he kind of grew up. Did you go see him in Italy at all? Did you keep in touch with them when he was overseas?
Well, I didn't see him in Italy, but I knew that he was, you know, what he was doing, because I always was with his father, Joe. Because Joe, right. Even though, you know, when Kobe was up there, his mom stayed up there a lot, and Joe came back. And Joe, you know, was in Philadelphia, and we would try to do different kind of ventures together. But he was always, you know, showing me clips and just telling me, man, my son is, you know, this and that.
Right. When did everybody know that, like, oh, my God, like, we got something special here?
When did everybody know it?
Yeah, like, at what age do you remember did Joe know, like, wow, Kobe's going to be special?
Oh, he knew that in junior high school. He knew that before time. Like, when you could watch Kobe and just seeing what he was doing in junior high school, he knew he was going to be something very special. And the thing about it, you know, he took every moment of the game, and he tried to make it better for himself, you know, and his team.
Yeah.
You know, so he just hate losing. He hate losing. I mean, when the guy hates losing, you want that guy on your team.
You know what's so uncanny about that? Yeah, we're talking to World Free on the Comcast Business Hotline. You know what's amazing about that is that that's the same quality. As much as he tried to emulate Jordan, and you saw the characteristics of Jordan, but the one thing that the two of them had like in common like that was hating to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
being such a fierce competitor.
Mm-hmm. It was exactly right. And, you know, sometimes you get it from somewhere. I'm sure he got it, you know, he started off with his family.
Right.
Jelly Bean, he wasn't the guy that liked to lose either now, you know. And his mom was serious with him, you know. So, Pam, she knew what she was doing. But it all just trended over. And then once he got into the basketball, really the way he was starting to get into it, and then he have an idol like Michael Jordan looking up to, you know, hey, you can't beat something like that. And then if you're trying to go ahead and say to yourself, like that first All-Star game they played against each other, he was like, it was Kobe's first All-Star game, Michael's seventh All-Star game, but Kobe was like, I'm going to wear you right out. You know what I mean? And Michael respected that.
I bet he did. Hang on one second, would you, World? It's we appreciate it. We have the 5K a day cash giveaway. This hour's keyword is friend. Enter the keyword friend, which is apropos, on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting friend to 45911 by 1:15 p.m. We'll call you if you're randomly selected. You'll win $1,000. Everybody that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this nationwide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword friend on the Fanatic app at 975thefanatic.com, or by texting friend to 45911 by 1:15 p.m. Our Fanatic Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway, presented by the new Parx Casino Sportsbook app. You can download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA and use promo code QB500. It is 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. This is Anthony Gargano. It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis. On the line with us is the great World Be Free, who was obviously a very close friend of Joe Bryant, who just got done telling us how he held Kobe as an infant. When later comes, World, and, you know, go back to his early years in the league, it's amazing the set of balls he had. I mean, that's the way to put it, right? Like, when he's 18 years old and he's firing air balls and he keeps firing, and it doesn't matter that he's playing at the Forum.
Well, you're right. You're right. And you're probably talking about that Utah game too, when he was in the playoffs. And, And but you know what that did for him? That fueled that kid, and that said that made him even more upset about his game. And he was a guy who just lived it. He lived and loved basketball, like his, just like his little, I guess what was a poem he wrote about Mr. Yes, Basketball.
Yes, yes.
He lived, and that was him. You know what I mean? To be able to live a life and just live and just draw out your dream is a miracle. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a gift. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, you a know, true gift. The guy was just, he was just unbelievable. Great family man. You could see he loved his kids. He loved his family, you know, and I just feel so bad for, you know, that part of stuff.
I know. I know, world. It's sorry for your loss. For our loss, we lost one of our favorite sons. You know, he was Philadelphia, world. Man, yeah, he was Philly.
Yeah. Oh, man. But
I know, brother. I know. Listen, I'm gonna let you go. All right. I love you, man.
Love you, too.
All right, brother.
All right,
baby. Hang in there, man.
Bye-bye.
It's World Free, who is one of the great people involved with the Sixers. You see him down there. World's always there. He's a kind man. Number 21. You know, sad. Real close with Joe, as he told you. Holding Kobe up as a baby. Seeing him.
I didn't know that.
I mean, could you imagine? Could you imagine something? I mean, you know, he and Joe were close.
He's talking about McGonagall Hall.
And Jelly Bean were incredible. I remember him telling stories of him, Jelly Bean, and Darryl Dawkins. I mean, that was the crew. And here, you know, he sees this infant who grows to be this prodigy player. And, yeah, I mean, he loves him. But he's like his uncle. So our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone involved. And, you know, we love World.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.